This is Southwestern Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline, and I've got a big smile on my face today, and I suspect you might know why. Record-breaking snow in the high country of Arizona on Thursday, February 21st and Friday, February 22nd. Oh, my goodness. It made the national news. Friends in California were seeing it. And snow like that is marvelous for a number of reasons, and it also provides a challenge. So let's do the good stuff first. This wonderful snowpack means recharge of groundwater and stream flows, and that is marvelous. We had a very light snow the winter of 17-18 up in the Sierra Anchas and Seven Mile Creek, where my little cabin is. But this means recharge. The wells are going to fill back up, and I know wells were going dry in that area last year. Also, there's recreational opportunities galore. Cross-country skiing. Oh, yes. Cross-country skiing and snowshoeing. Get up to the rim country, anywhere on the Colorado Plateau. If you're up in the Four Corners area, the North Kaibab has got plenty of snow, too. Get out there and enjoy that peace and quiet of snowshoeing and cross-country skiing. I love it. I just love it. Snow is so much fun when you're in the mood. And the great thing about Arizona is you come back down the mountain, have a hot cocoa at the chimenea out on the patio afterwards. Now, there's folks coming. They're coming from all around the world to Arizona. And this is the time of year they come. And why? Because they want to through hike the Arizona Trail. They like to start at the border in the spring and finish up at the Utah border 2 months later, whatever it is takes. Well, sadly, some of these folks have made airline reservations way in advance, and they're going to find themselves in way more snow and winter conditions than they had expected. So if you're thinking about the Arizona Trail, or you have friends coming to hike it, please, please, the ultralight just isn't going to work in the high country. You're probably going to want a pair of those little quickie snowshoes, because post-holing through 3-4 feet of snow can be more than annoying. It can be exhausting, and it can drop a person's pace to a handful of miles a day. Cold, cold nights, camping on the snow, you need to have the gear for that. So it's a challenge. Be in touch with your friends who are Arizona Trail enthusiasts and let them know to come prepared for the best Arizona has to offer. So looking forward to seeing you enjoying the snow somewhere around this wonderful state of ours. This has been Southwestern Trails with Eb.